Study: 75 American colleges offer black-only graduation ceremonies. By Tom Cicada on May 20, 2019. A study by the National Association of Scholars revealed that at least 75 American colleges have black-only graduation ceremonies and 43% of surveyed colleges offer segregated residential halls. The organization refers to this as neo-segregation. According to a study by the National Association of Scholars, graduation ceremonies at American universities are becoming increasingly segregated. The study revealed that as many as 75 total colleges segregated graduation ceremonies. And that's not all. 43% of the colleges included in the study offer segregated residential halls. What we found was that neo-segregation is widespread if not pervasive. About 46%, 80 colleges out of 173 surveyed, segregate student orientation programs. 43%, 75 colleges out of the total, offer segregated residential arrangements. And 72%, 125 colleges out of the total, segregate graduation ceremonies. Though these arrangements are ostensibly voluntary, students can easily opt out. We tracked numerous indicators of neo-segregation, from diversity fly-ins, 68% of the total, where colleges offer minority students an expense-paid segregated preview of the experience that awaits them should they enroll, to segregated alumni groups. In 2017, Breitbart News reported that Harvard would host a separate graduation ceremony for its black students for the first time. We really wanted an opportunity to give voice to the voiceless at Harvard, an organizer of that ceremony told the Associated Press. So many students identify with the African diaspora but don't necessarily feel welcome as part of the larger community, and they don't feel like their stories are being shared. That same year, the University of Delaware hosted a separate graduation ceremony for LGBTQ students. Proponents of these separate ceremonies argue that they allow guests to learn about the unique experiences of the featured group. Others argue that the ceremonies are segregationist and discriminatory. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this trend.